After battling through the regular season, the McDonald Mags entered the playoffs knowing every night they'd have to be at their best. Good evening and welcome to Clear Lake, Wisconsin. Clear Lake High School, site of this WIAA Division 5 regional semifinal, pitting your 8th seeded McDonald Central Mags against the home team, the number 1 seed, the Clear Lake Warriors. And another offensive rebound for Clear Lake, swatted away in the paint. Keegan Galvez saves it back in, diving into the corner.
Great hustle from Keegan.
Up top, Aiden Misfelt, deep three, rather Eddie Mearmeyer, look it from the left wing.
That's what I like to see.
Way off the mark for Blanchard, that just hit glass, long skip ahead to Eddie Mittermeier. He'll pull up for three in transition. Oh, he's feeling it now.
There.
6-1.
All right, automatically a timeout.
Sneaks a bounce pass to Joe Janis. Gets his defender up in the air and scores.
We need to get into Joey's hands here a little bit.
Cannon Haas at the right elbow. Attacking in the paint. There. Runner is good for Cannon Haas. Aiden Misfelt attacking in the paint. Runner is good with the right hand. A soft touch from Aiden Misfelt.
Oh, guys, we got to go.
Cross is over. 5 seconds to play. Aiden Misfelt, long cross-court skip to Grant Smisky to beat the buzzer. Yeah. Off the glass and good! Smisky counting the bank is open here in Clear Lake at 7:30, and it's a two-point game at the half. And pushing one up hard and tying the game just like that into a double team as Cannon Haas.
The lid is off for him now. Let's get him the ball.
Top to Cannon Haas.
There he is.
Eddie Mittermeier. He's open for three. Right side. Book it! Eddie Mittermeier, 9 points, all from downtown. 25-20 McDonald. Cannon Haas attacking over the top of his defender. Kane up and in for two. Cannon Haas saw a mismatch and took advantage of it.
Yes, he did.
Blanchard throws in the corner. Wide open look at a three. That one far side of the rim. Cannon Haas with the rebound. Long outlet head to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the lane. Layup is good.
Nice little bust out. Good luck to Cannon.
Time for some grit here for the McDonald boys. Cannon Haas driving baseline. Up top to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts it on the floor with right hand. Pulls up. Foul line. Jumper ties the game.
There we go.
Under three to play in a two-point game. Off a high screen from Eddie Mittermeier. Cannon Haas down the right side of the lane. Haas goes up hard with the right hand and scores. Ties it at 39. Haas against Tyson Blanchard. Clearing things out with 56 seconds to play. Cannon Haas right wing against Blanchard. Driving baseline. Haas sneaks it into Joe Janis. Janis gets his man up in the air and scores. And McDonald takes the lead. 41-39. 45 seconds to play. First free throw for Haas. Senior. Perfect. 7-for-7 from the line for Cannon Haas. And he is jacked. 6.1 remaining. Pulls up from 40 feet. That one comes up short. The clock expires. And McDonald knocks off the number one seed in this regional. They move on. Your final score from Clear Lake. Your McDonald Central Mags 43, Clear Lake 39. And the Warriors are toppled on their home floor.
The upset achieved and another step taken on the road back to state. But before a regional crown can be claimed, Athens stands in the way. This is McDonald Mags Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
McDonald Mags Basketball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max and this WIAA High School basketball playoff game is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Boffman Sewer and Septic, Berry Global, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Halley, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Heath Slocan and Associates, by Lakeland University, Mason Companies, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Northwestern Bank, Riverside Machine, by Royal Credit Union, Send Blacktop, Stelter Incorporated, The Medicine Shop, by Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin Credit Union, White City Glass, Wynn Family Dentistry, Wasota Tool, and by CF Products. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's the voice of the Max, Caleb Swenson.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to a packed Athens Gymnasium inside Athens High School, site of this WIAA Division 5 regional final, pitting your number 8-seeded McDonald Central Max against the number 4-seed, the Athens Blue Jays. Lots coming up in our Max pregame here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. But first, this from the WIAA. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Real Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team's school and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Real Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it began in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit realmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And there are over 20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mix of carbs and protein scientifically shown to help refuel and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they have seen the benefits in their own performance and recommend drinking milk to others. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. A regional championship on the line. We're back in 3.5 minutes talking with head coach Jeremy Penny of Athens. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV, back in 3.5.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products. From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Slocan & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Slocan & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Welcome back to Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV, live on the road from Athens High School, site of this WIAA Division 5 regional final game between your McDonald Max and the Blue Jays of Athens, here with head coach Adam Schilling. And coach, just a one-day turnaround, of course, between a regional semi and a regional final. What do you emphasize, especially when emotions run so high after a game and you need to make sure that you keep that intensity, but also remember, hey, it's the exact same situation tonight, one and done?
Well, we're playing for a regional championship, and that's something that nobody can ever take away from these guys. So at this point in the season, you're pretty much playing to keep your season going, and hopefully that is enough motivation for these kids to come out and just play their hardest again tonight.
What can you build on from last night? Was it that incredible defense? Because not a ton of players scored, but everybody contributed on the defensive side.
Yeah, I just think everybody really kind of stepped into their role and did what we needed them to do. Offensively, you know, we could always be better, but the defense, again, is what we need consistency at, and if our offense is struggling, it kind of carries us through the tough times that are.
And your impressions of this Athens team, they have quite a few solid contributors, some good balance offensively, some height in the middle as well.
Yeah, they got a really nice group. They've had a very good season. I know they've beaten some tough teams and played tough teams along the way. Got good size, good shooters, and number two is just a very good individual player also, so it's going to be a very tough game for us, and hopefully we can play our best.
And finally, Coach, is there any message at all from your upperclassmen, not even from coaches to players, but players to players right now?
Yeah, they're just talking about trying to get that regional championship. A lot of our players have had that experience in the past, or they've seen it, and they know how special that is. So that's really our main focus tonight, just doing everything we can to try to bring that home.
Well, Coach, hopefully we're talking about an eighth consecutive regional title after the game tonight. Thanks so much for your time.
Great. Thank you guys for coming over.
Head coach Adam Schilling here on the Max Pregame Show, live from Athens High School on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know that there's a lot at stake.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checkingchange. Insured by NCUA.
Do you need a reason to get outside and get some fresh air this season? Join Sun Blacktop and become part of a tight-knit work family of loyal employees. Our trusted and guaranteed work is the result of more than 60 years of experience and dedication to detail. Earn a competitive wage and great benefits while making lifelong friends in a new career. Sun Blacktop currently has positions available for equipment operating, seal coating, grading, and paving. Apply today, either online or in person, to become part of the Sun Blacktop team.
Well, why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose, some play to inspire others, and some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Tip-off is next from the regional final, McDonald at Athens, here on WOGO and Max TV. Tip-off next.
As prices go up everywhere, you're naturally a little suspicious of offers for something free.
Hey, buddy, have I got a deal for you?
But when the Medicine Shop Pharmacy says they have free local delivery for your prescriptions, they mean it. Free means free. So the next time life gets hectic or you just don't want to go out, give them a call. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive $20 off over-the-counter products. Experience the local difference. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Maybe you always wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you grew up in the family business. Or maybe you just had an idea and the time was right. Whatever inspired you to run your own business, a big part of our business at Wisconsin Credit Union is to help you do it by being easy to partner with. Whether it's providing our fast turnaround Business Express loans, SBA loans, or checking accounts and online services specifically designed for your business. We also provide experienced loan officers who'll guide you through every step. And because we're a local business too, our decisions are made locally, so you'll always get fast answers. Plus, being in the community for over 80 years means we know the area like no one else, which really makes a difference. So whatever your focus, from manufacturing, construction, or farming, to owning apartments, a medical practice, or retail store, visit any Wisconsin Credit Union and see what inspires so many local businesses to do business with us. Wisconsin Credit Union, member eligibility required, member NCUA.
WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Officials are a vital part of educational athletics. Their roles help craft a fairly played game and help the young people taking part grow. Officials are always in demand, especially since the pandemic kept members of officials from relicensing. It's a demanding role. Like the players and coaches, they work in the offseason to get ready for the season and spend many hours during the season working to improve themselves. If you like sports and working with kids, join the ranks of WIAA licensed officials today by going online to WIAAWI.org to apply. McDonald, number 8 seed, 13-13. 7-7, the Western Clover Belt tied for fourth in that conference against the number 4 Athens Fighting Blue Jays, 20-6 on the year, 11-5 champions of the Merriwood North. McDonald starts Aiden Misfeld, 5-11 junior guard, number 1, 5.8 points, 2.4 rebounds, 2.8 assists. Eddie Mittermeier, 5-11 junior guard, number 3, second on the team in assists and second points at 14.5. Keegan Galvez, 6-4 junior forward, number 22, 4 points and 1.5 assists per game. Cannon Haas, 6-3 junior guard, forward combo, number 33, 16.2 points, leads the team in rebounds and assists, and Joe Janis, the lone senior, 6'5", senior center, number 44, 10.6 points per game and 6.3 rebounds. Adam Schilling, fourth-year head coach of the McDonald Max with a career record of 67-35, a 65% winning percentage. On the other side, for the Athens Fighting Blue Jays, the home team of this regional final, Connor Sheehan. He's a junior, 9.6 points per game for the 6-foot point guard. Number 2, Cooper Dietrich. He's the senior, 6-foot-2 guard, 18.4 points, almost 7 rebounds, over 5 assists and 2.5 steals. Evan Goralski, a senior, 5-foot-10 guard, number 12, averages 5.1 points per game. Cody Lapock, a senior, number 23, 6-foot-3 forward, 11 points and 6.5 rebounds. And Aiden Yonke, their big junior center, 6-foot-5, number 25, 15.2 points and 10.2 rebounds. He averages a double-double Jeremy Penny, head coach of the Athens Fighting Blue Jays, Caleb Swenson, and Dave Flanagan with you here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Ezra Van Dyke keeping things running smoothly at the Woga home base in Halley. Val Knobloch just a few feet to our right. If you're watching and listening via Max TV tonight, we are set and ready to go, embedded in the McDonald student section. At least the fan section here tonight. Opening tip is won by McDonald, and they will move left to right. Blue Jays are in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the dark blue, navy blue numerals and lettering, black piping. McDonald resplendent in their royal blue tops and bottoms, white numerals, white lettering, gold piping on the tanks, numerals and letters. Get your choice and forward keys to the game in just a moment. Joe Janis, right of the circle, right corner, Dave Flanagan.
And that's that caught it.
Joe Janis right at the hoop for two.
Athens is switching every screen, and they got a little mismatch action.
And so we'll get your keys to the game in a moment as the first offensive possession for McDonald leads to points. They lead 2-0. Cooper Diedrich pulls one back out. The senior goes left side. Their coach, Jeremy Penny, said before the game, he said, the three is what we absolutely count on, and it helps a lot playing on our home floor.
Well, so far they're doing a great job of getting out on these three-point shooters, that's for sure.
Connor Sheehan, the junior, up top to Diedrich, the do-everything 6'2" senior guard. Left wing is Goralski. Goralski matched up against Eddie Mittermeier. They'll drop it down to Aiden Yonke. Yonke has it in the paint, turns, and fouled by Keegan Galvez. That'll give us time to let you know that it's time for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Staying out of foul trouble would certainly be one key.
Yeah, well, I guess I want to look at last night. The two things that really stood out was the foul trouble, the rebounds, and I felt the turnovers. We had quite a few turnovers, so if we need to tighten all that up tonight to give ourselves a chance.
First whistle on either team, first on Keegan Galvez, and the first free throw rattles in for Aiden Yonke. Well, if you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop, in Chippewa Falls. Eminem Yonke cannot tie the game. A rebound is loose in the corner, but dug out by Joe Janis. McDonald's going to push, leading 2-1. Aiden Misfelt up top. Misfelt goes to Eddie Mittermeier, right wing. Mittermeier back to Aiden Misfelt, right corner. Our view there a little bit shielded by the student section. That's all right. Like seeing everybody on their feet. Cannon Huss, left wing. Huss pulls up at the foul line. Back out to Joe Janis.
See if we get caught in him. Nope.
Aiden Misfelt driving baseline. Sides a bounce pass to Eddie Mittermeier. Big head fake. Cannon Huss, left wing. Quick three from the corner. Back rim no for Eddie Mittermeier.
It's a good look. Good patience.
Very quick release by Mittermeier. Still 2-1 McDonald. 2 minutes and change gone by here in the first half of this regional final from Athens. Right wing is Connor Sheehan. A paint touch for Cody Lapak. Kick out to Goralski. Leaves it back for Diedrich between the wheels. Diedrich right side. That's Sheehan. Into the paint. Kick out left side. Diedrich spots up for three. He's their leading scorer, and he shows why. Splashes a three. Cooper Diedrich.
It's all right. We'll just got to get out on him a little quicker.
Four players have hit 25 or more threes for this Athens team. 4-2 McDonald trails. First lead of the night for the home team, the Blue Jays. Eddie Mittermeier up top. Keegan Galvez right of the circle against Diedrich. Cannon Huss. Huss puts it on the floor with the left hand, spinning into the lane, backing down. Huss between a double team out to Joe Janis up top. Leaves it for Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt stumbles a bit. Diedrich going for the steal. Aiden pulls it back to Cannon Huss. Huss at the foul line. McDonald trailing 4-2, 3 minutes gone by first half. Diedrich knocks it away from Cannon Huss. It's loose on the floor. Galvez diving for it. Tie up in possession is going to go the way of the Athens Blue Jays.
Well, early on here. Just got to be patient.
14:54 remaining. 4-2, McDonald trails. Diedrich walks across that Blue Jay logo at midcourt. Leaves it right side. Goralski up for Sheehan. Connor Sheehan, the junior, maintaining the dribble. Goralski on the right wing in front of the student section. Gets it back and swings. Diedrich up top. Can't get into the paint. Deep three right side. That one back of the rim and rebound pulled down by Sheehan. And a loose ball.
That's two on
Keegan Galvez. And that probably will send Grant Smiski into this lineup.
Yeah, it happened last night too a little bit. When those three-point shots are shot, they come off with long rebounds. So it is difficult to rebound against those.
When you expect the best, you need Stelter Inc. Three generations of providing only the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Diedrich resets the inbounds pass between the wheels with a 4-2 lead. On the left, Athens finds their big man Yonke. They'll swing around to Diedrich straight on. Right elbow touch, then back out, Sheehan. Diedrich holds, fires down to the paint, kick out, Sheehan. Good closeout prevents the three, 14:08 to go, 4-2 Athens. Now a quick three right corner. That one breaks off the back of the rim. Loose rebound, Aiden Misfelt pulls it out.
Joey Janis is in there battling with the big guy.
Cannon Huss kicks into the right corner. Grant Smiski. Smiski, number five, the freshman. Standing at 5'9" at the guard. Aiden Misfelt, left elbow back out to Joe Janis. Finds Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie maintaining the dribble, backing up near midcourt. Cannon Huss, left wing. It's Cody Lapoff. Joe Janis right at the circle. Leaves afraid, and Misfelt gives him a screen. Aiden working around the screen at the right elbow. No give and go there. Slides a bounce pass out to Grant Smiski. Smith penetrating. Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt attacks into the paint, and he has it just knocked away from him with the right block. Push ahead, Lapoff. Lapoff down the right side of the lane over the top of Cannon Huss. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Joey Janis. The defense there in transition by Huss.
Up.
Now Cannon Huss spinning into the lane over Lapog into a double team. Flips it up with the right hand through the foul. And that will give us an opportunity to shout out to the Huss clan in Alaska. Cannon's dad said over 100 folks watching and listening up there via Max TV and Wogo Radio. And every time I've shouted out Alaska, McDonald's won. So we're just going to keep that going. Cannon Huss, first free throw, is off the mark. He was brilliant last night, 7 of 8 from the foul line.
It's all right. Let's get this one.
And a 73% foul shooter coming in to pull McDonald within one with 13:06 remaining. Is there a new home on your horizon? It's time to contact Boffman Sewer and Septic, proud sponsors of Max Basketball right here on Wogo Radio. Cannon Huss for his first points tonight. Free throw is good. 4-3 Athens. Almost 5 minutes gone by. Sheehan driving baseline. Top reverse blocked and sent out of bounds by Joe Janis.
Joey with the big block. Not a foul either. Perfect.
I don't know if Joe plays volleyball, but that was a kill. 13 minutes exactly on the clock. Athens will inbound from the baseline. Diedrich will hold there over his head. Fires up top. Catch by Lapoff. Cody Lapoff, the senior. They start three seniors and a junior. Evan Goralski. Leaves it for Diedrich at the logo. Left side, Goralski fires down in the corner. Lapoff. Lapoff against Cannon Huss. Long cross court skip. Sheehan. Sheehan one bounce back to Diedrich, who's already hit a three here tonight. Goralski left side for Sheehan. Huss with the closeout, but drop it down short corner. Yonke up top to Goralski. Donald, some good defense on this possession. Left side, Sheehan fires into the paint. Lapoff back out Goralski. Leaves it for Sheehan left wing. McDonald faithful, applauding this defensive effort. 1 point game, almost one third of the way through the first half. Lapoff out to Sheehan. Sheehan left side, Goralski. Goralski rotate out to Lapoff. Lapoff in the lane to Yonke. Yonke spins between two defenders, goes up strong. No rebound, pulled down Cannon Huss.
Great defense.
Great defense without fouling, I'd add as well.
Yes.
And one of those Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. 4-3 McDonald. Cannon Huss thought about a long three, doesn't pull the trigger as Grant Smiski has in the left corner against Connor Sheehan. Flips to Joe Janis, left wing. Joe, couple dribbles. Back to Aiden Misfelt, who will reset top of the circle. Eddie Mittermeier thought for a moment maybe about a really deep three or just surveying the defense from that wing. Aiden Misfelt drives into a double back onto Joe Janis. Janis hard into the paint.
Oh. I don't know about that one.
Goralski draws the offensive foul from Joe Janis. That's his first, the team's second. And it remains 4-3 in favor of Athens here in this regional championship game on WOGO Sports and Max TV. And Miles Flanagan's going to be coming into this game in just a moment. Flanagan, number 34, the 6'2 sophomore. Diedrich right wing. Up top for Sheehan. Rotates left side, Goralski back up top, Sheehan. Holds above his head to Diedrich. Diedrich passes up the three. Right corner. Open look at a three. That's Lapak.
Push.
Rebound Cannon Haas. Haas is doubled and will have to slow it down. Now he jogs across the timeline center court. McDonald a chance to take the lead for the second time here tonight. Eddie Mittermeier. Work around Aiden Misfelt, right corner, Cannon Haas. Haas attacking, driving baseline into a double team, pumps off the glass, shot won't fall, pulled down by Yonke.
That's a tough shot. I mean, kick it back out, drive it in, dribble it back out if it's not there.
Diedrich slowly across the timeline with a 4-3 lead for Athens, 10:36 to go here. Right wing, Sheehan, straddling the three-point arc, long cross-court skip over the shoulder, catch by Goralski. They'll reset with their senior, Sheehan, to the right corner. Lapak will try another three, and that one a little bit closer, but still off the mark. Diedrich offensive rebound off the glass and good.
Yeah, we did get a box out at the top. Our zone's got to find those guys. He just crashed the boards.
Diedrich, son of the athletic director, Craig Diedrich here, our host, and a good start for him. Five of the first six for Athens. 6-3, the Blue Jays. Left wing, Eddie Mittermeier to tie the game. That one off the mark, too strong. And Joe Chan has just went over the back.
Well,
and that was not the foul that Joe Janis wanted to give for his second.
I mean, good hustle, but you got to think a little bit here.
So Miles Flanagan will come in, and Joe Janis will sit with 9:55 to play. And a 6-3 lead. McDonald again for the second straight night is dealing with foul trouble.
Got to try and play big in there.
Diedrich across the timeline, 6-3 Athens. Left wing, Lapak will try another three. That one off the front of the rim, and Miles Flanagan with the rebound. The Blue Jays, as their coach said, are not afraid to shoot the three, rather depend on it.
Let's go,
Aiden Misfelt left wing to Cannon Haas. Haas works right side, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier attacking along the baseline, hits the brakes, finds a cutting. Aiden Misfelt blocked at the rim and a foul. And Aiden will go to the line shooting two. That is the second whistle on Athens. Four fouls against McDonald, and Aiden Misfelt will shoot a pair. That one went on Nathan Wolf, the junior who just came into the game. Misfelt first free throw is good. Made it into the scoring column early. Berry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing, named one of America's most responsible companies, and proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Second one rims out for Aiden Misfelt. 6-4, though, he's narrowed the lead to one possession for Athens. Almost the halfway point of the first half. 9:14 and counting. Sheehan trips on the way to the hoop, and Miles Flanagan gobbles up another loose ball. Push ahead, Cannon Haas. Haas hits the brakes at the left wing. Drops it off for Eddie Mittermeier. McDonald chance to tie or take the lead now. Aiden Misfelt to Cannon Haas. Haas against Lapak, who's got some length to him. Eddie Mittermeier. Miles Flanagan works right side. Grant Smiski, the freshman. Smiski working off a screen from Flanagan. Up top, Buchanan Haas, left wing, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt working off a screen from Haas. Backtracks to Miles Flanagan. Flanagan holding, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier attacking right wing. Hits the brakes, cross-court skip, Grant Smiski. Out to Cannon Haas. Haas a head fake, stepping back, knocked away by Diedrich. Will stay with Athens, or stay rather with McDonald. 8:35 to play. Inbounds to Miles Flanagan. 8.5 to go, 6-4. McDonald trails by two. Eddie Mittermeier off a screen from Flanagan. Works to Aiden Misfelt right side outside the arc. Misfelt.
Cannon here a little bit. See if we can work him inside.
Bounce to Haas. Haas spinning into the paint between two defenders. High off the glass. He drew another foul.
They pulled out the big guy and had to guard the perimeter. Gave Cannon a little shot to go inside against a smaller than, what was his name, Yankee. Holy cow, he's a big boy.
Smart move by Cannon Haas and earns a trip to the foul line for the second time tonight. You could tie the game with two makes here. First free throw for Haas is perfect. We'll discover a better way to bank with Royal Credit Union, where they return earnings to their members. Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/checkingchange, insured by NCUA. 2-for-2 for Haas. He's 3-for-4 from the line tonight, and we are tied at 6 with 8:14 to go.
Okay, a little pressure.
Donald showing some backcourt trap. Sheehan to Diedrich, still in the backcourt. Diedrich flips it ahead. And we get it back from Nathan Wolf. Looking for Wolf in the corner. Tough catch. Wolf able to get it right in front of Adam Schilling. Almost lost it for a moment. Under eight to go first half. Lapock left wing. Lapock drops to short corner and gets it back outside the arc. Sheehan rotates to Diedrich on the right. Grant Smisky right in his face. And we have a timeout taken. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to the regional final on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded when a qualifying family enrolls both families. Receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Six apiece, 7:45, kind of like last night, Dave Flanagan, where the scoring is not easy to come by, at least in the first half. And I think McDonald actually is probably more comfortable with the game in the 40s than in the 60s.
Yeah, well, both teams are obviously being very patient here and just working the ball against, you know, everybody. You know, they each have their zone going on a little bit. And, you know, it's, you're feeling each other out here. And sooner or later here, it should speed up a little bit.
Sheehan, right corner. Lapock has a wide open three, back rim. Rebound pulled down by Eddie Mittermeier. McDonald now looking to break this 6-all tie. Eddie Mittermeier, Aiden Misfelt, Miles Flanagan, Grant Smisky, and Buchanan Haas on the floor for head coach Adam Schilling. Haas cutting hard to the basket between two defenders. Up off the glass and in.
Adam does a great job with his individual sets for these guys.
8-6. That's the first field goal for Cannon Huss. He has 5 points as he's done some damage from the free throw line. McDonald has their second lead here tonight. Sheehan, right wing, drops down in the corner. That's Lapock. No, excuse me, Yonke, the big fella, 6'5", the junior. Their second leading scorer. Sheehan left side for Goralski. Goralski against Eddie Mittermeier, loops it across to Sheehan right wing. Sheehan puts on the floor with the left hand, handoff to Diedrich. Diedrich at the right elbow, kick out right corner. That's Yonke for three and rattles it through to retake the lead. Aiden Yonke showing his ability to stretch the floor, 9-8 Athens.
Yeah, McDonald came out with a little box and one on number two in Diedrich, so got caught a little bit.
Cannon Huss spinning into lane, kissed by his defender, but can't finish the shot. I don't know if Yonke got a piece of it, but
that could have easily been two on.
Now Diedrich kicks it out to Yonke, rotates Lapock right corner, back to Lapock. Skips to Goralski, 9-8 Athens. Two-thirds of the way through the first half here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Good to have you with us. Diedrich backing up against Smisky. Right side Lapock for Sheehan, right in front of the McDonald students. Sheehan far side of the floor finds Diedrich. Diedrich cutting out to the right elbow, will reset. Right wing, up top Sheehan. Goralski on the left. Went absolutely at a premium here in the first half. Diedrich against Smisky to Goralski. Goralski holding, waiting. Leaves it over right side for Sheehan. Sheehan looking to the paint, not seeing anything there. Back for Goralski. They'll play catch up top. Deep three for Sheehan. That one off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked away, and Aiden Misfelt digs it out. Misfelt slides the bounce. Cannon Huss loops it ahead. Eddie Mittermeier. McDonald will slow it down just across the timeline, trailing 9-8. Cannon Huss has it on the logo at midcourt. Huss pulls up right at the circle for three.
Okay, here we go on the defensive end here now.
11-9. We've seen Cannon from time to time where it doesn't even seem like a rhythm shot, but for a scorer like him.
Well, that's what he is. He's a scorer, you know. Every shot is a good shot when he shoots it.
Left wing, Lapock. Lapock for Sheehan between the wheels. Lapock on the left wing. Cannon Huss challenging him. Into the corner. Yonke spots up another three. Front of the rim. No. Rebound pulled down to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt has been a beast on the boards.
Well, he didn't have to, had to keep, play big with Keegan getting in foul trouble right away.
Both Keegan Galvez and Joe Janis, if you're joining us later, on the bench with two fouls each. McDonald, though, holding on to an 11-9 lead. Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Off a screen from Cannon Huss. Lost it for a moment. Retrieves. Mittermeier up top. Miles Flanagan. Flanagan to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld off the Flanagan screen, holding at the right elbow. Aiden slides a bounce pass out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier off the Cannon Huss screen. Pulls it up, back to Mittermeier, back to Cannon Huss. Huss in the lane, kick out right corner. Grant Smiski wide open for three. Just a little bit too strong. Yonke goes up high for the rebound.
That's
a very makeable shot.
That's a good shot, and he can shoot that, and he can make that.
Smiski will make that over 50% of the time by his shooting percentages here.
Got Athens out of sorts here a little bit. Grant playing box and one on him.
Up top, Yonke has it on the right wing.
We'll live with Yonke outside. He can stay out on the three-point line all he wants.
Hopefully pull him away from the basket for any misses. 11-9, McDonald leads Eddie Mittermeier, knocks the pass away, but Lapock retrieves.
Here we go.
Throws it away right side to the McDonald students. And there's some energy on the McDonald side as well. As their defensive efforts being rewarded. Eddie Mittermeier will take it across the logo at midcourt with 3:15 to play. Looking back to the bench to get the call for this set. Miles Flanagan, right elbow. Flanagan, couple bounces, now holding. Drops it down to Cannon Huss, and we have a foul on the ground. And that's going to be the fourth team foul on Athens, and that one will go against two.
Nice seal with Cannon. Miles made a great little bounce pass in there.
I think they got Diedrich with that. It'll be his first. Oh, nope, they're calling it on Cody Lapock.
Oh. Here he is, Eddie. Come
Here's
on, Eddie.
Set for Eddie for three. Back rim, no. Rebound, Diedrich. Athens up top with Diedrich, the senior. Back to Lapock, to Goralski left wing. 11-9, McDonald with the lead. Under 3 minutes to go, first half. Lapock right wing. Sheehan was open along the baseline calling for it, but no one saw him a moment ago. Goralski up top. You can hear the McDonald fans loving this rousing defensive effort. Pull up along the baseline, off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound, Diedrich. Diedrich in the paint, falling away, misses it badly. Knocked out of bounds, and staying with Athens. I thought maybe they could have gotten over the back on Yonke there. Well, maybe he just had enough height.
Yeah, over the back, or at least, you know, he tipped it out.
Inbounds to Sheehan, out to Lapock. Lapock in rhythm, 4-3, back rim, no. Aiden Misfeld goes up high for another rebound. Push right side, Eddie Mittermeier. Just waiting for Eddie to heat up beyond the arc.
Yeah, Athens has dodged a couple of bullets here because Eddie's had some looks.
Miles Flanagan, left wing, Aiden Misfeld, 11-9 McDonald. We traverse under two to play here in the first half. Misfeld shoots it right side, Grant Smiski. Smiski, back up top, Aiden Misfeld. Regional final here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Miles Flanagan at the foul line, walks it across, holding, looking to the post, nothing there, throws it up top, away. Diedrich with the steal down the lane, layup ties the game. Seven for Diedrich. It is seven of the 11 points, 94 seconds to go. Mittermeier for Aiden Misfeld against Goralski, getting a screen from Cannon Huss. Teddy Mittermeier. Mittermeier spots up for three, straight on. No offensive rebound for a moment. Yes, Cannon Huss after Flanagan knocks it out. Aiden Misfeld, right wing, driving baseline, finds Miles Flanagan. Flanagan up strong with the left hand, pops it in. Oh, a good touch from the sophomore.
We'll take that.
He went up hard and showed a pretty touch. That was with his left. 13-11 McDonald, 56 seconds to play here in the first half. A defensive battle in the regional final. Goralski, right wing, finds a cutting Lapock, and stolen away by Misfeld. Misfeld all the way down the lane, challenges the rim, layup good!
Well, you're going to get an and one on that.
Biggest lead of the night for McDonald, 15-11, 32 seconds to play before halftime. Left wing Sheehan, the McDonald student section bouncing right across from us. If the McDonald fans are on the feet, we're going to have to be or we won't see.
Got to be able to see here a little bit.
Athens looks like they want to not give any momentum to McDonald and will play for the final shot. The lead for Diedrich with 13 seconds to play. Diedrich on the left wing and a foul for Grant Smiski. That's all right. That's the team's fifth. We'll help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at simforkids.com. Yonke gets in touch with 10 seconds. The clock hasn't started. Now to Sheehan, and Sheehan gets Flanagan in the air and fouls him in the corner. Not a shooting foul, just on the ground. That's the first on Miles, I believe. And the team's sixth with 7.5 seconds to play. 15-11. Inbounds from Sheehan. He'll throw up top. Tough catch for Diedrich with 6 seconds. Diedrich with 5. Throws to Lapak. Into the corner. Goralski to beat the buzzer. Air ball. Offensive rebound. Put back. No. And at the half, McDonald holds a 4-point lead against Athens. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. Your halftime score, McDonald 15, Athens 11. Back in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Love three-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third-shift CNC machinists with a four-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get three-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products. From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken and Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken and Associates. Proud to support local sports.
At the half here in Athens, McDonald leads by 4, 15-11. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with Val Knobloch of Max TV live on WOGO Radio with Ezra Van Dyke, keeping things running smoothly back at home. Low-scoring first half, but again, we alluded to this. I think McDonald is all right with that because they think that they can outlast a lot of people defensively, and then when someone like Eddie or Cannon or maybe it's Aiden Misfeld or Joe Janis or who knows stepping up, they feel like they can win this game if it's first to 45.
Well, and obviously, we're into a game of possessions here, and there's not going to be a lot of possessions, so each time down the floor, it's a very important trip. I'll give Adam the credit. He runs a lot of different sets. The kids, the kids know what to do, and if they execute them, things will end up in a good position. But at the same time, I guess Eddie, I don't know if Eddie has scored yet. And it's like, Eddie's going to score, and he makes a couple of those, and, that's only going to help us. And, Miles gave good minutes because, 8 minutes to go, and Joey with two fouls. So I guess he gave them what they had to get, and now Joey can come in and just play free here in the second half.
Again, Keegan Galvez and Joey Janis, you're looking at 6'4 and 6'5, had to sit for the majority of that half. So Miles Flanning, as you mentioned, we'll hear him coming up in our highlights, did a very admirable job stepping in as a sophomore in a game of this magnitude. Leading scores for both sides, 7 for Cooper Diedrich, their leading scorer for Athens, and 4 for Aiden Yonke. A game high 8 for Cannon Huss, 3 for Aiden Misfeld, 2 for Joe Janis, and 2 for Miles Flanagan. Let's hear how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports. Your highlights. Minutes gone by. Sheehan driving baseline. Top reverse blocked and sent out of bounds by Joe Janis. Eddie Mittermeier, Aiden Misfeld, Miles Flanagan, Grant Smiski, and Buchanan Huss on the floor for head coach Adam Schilling. Huss cutting hard to the basket between two defenders. Up off the glass and in.
Adam does a great job with his individual sets for these guys.
Trailing 9-8. Cannon Huss has it on the logo at midcourt. Huss pulls up right at the circle for 3. Nothing but net.
Okay, here we go on the defensive end here.
Misfeld, right wing, driving baseline. Finds Miles Flanagan. Flanagan up strong with the left hand. Boxes it in. Oh, a good touch from the sophomore. Goralski, right wing, finds cutting Lapak and stolen away by Misfeld. Misfeld all the way down the lane. Challenge the 3. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. A 4-point lead, 15-11 for McDonald. We are back in 2 minutes with My Best Effort and Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. That's next on WOGO.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Alex Maloney, Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana, now an instructor teaching avionics B-52s. Jory Kabishik, Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Kyle Nicole Leadholm, Dover Air Force Base, Maryland. Nicole just left for a 12-month tour to South Korea. Greg Hovland, Colfax grad, Scott Air Force Base, Illinois, currently in Africa. Jacob Klukas, Colfax graduate, Nellis Air Force Base, Las Vegas, Nevada. Sarah Passant-Bovey with the 133rd Civil Engineer, Minnesota Air Force National Guard, Corey Abear, major in the Marine Corps, getting ready to retire after 22 years of service. Avid listener to our broadcast, Kristen Levesser Davis in the Air Force Reserves, Charleston, South Carolina. Carter Billen, Security Forces at Fairchild Air Force Base in Washington. Austin Tillifson, the Marine Corps Reserves, currently a Staff Sergeant out of Great Lakes, Illinois. Jordan Chartrand, the Army Station at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, currently supporting the Ukraine crisis. John Hayton and Brandon Anderson, both from Colfax. Hayton in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson, active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, McDonald grad, 96, currently at Fort McCoy. 22 years of service in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart from Chi-High, stationed at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. Chuck Gardo, Chi-High grad in the Marine Corps, stationed in Hawaii. Ellie Eckes, McDonald grad, Army National Guard in Chippewa. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, Chi-High grad in the Air Force, stationed in Germany, currently deployed to Africa. And Matt Pulver at Laughlin Air Force Base in Texas, training to be a cargo pilot. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Again, I'll do my best in his absence. As Cannon Huss runs one off with the right hand to start the second half, and the shot will not go down. It's a good look there for Cannon.
It was a great set coming out of halftime, and they had what they wanted.
15-11, McDonald with the lead. As they'll be moving right to left as we see it here in the second half, live from Athens. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on Wogo Sports and Max TV. Original starting five for McDonald out there. Aiden Misfeld, Eddie Mittermeier, Joe Janis, Cannon Huss, and Keegan Galvez. Left wing, Sheehan. Sheehan crosses over to Goralski. Goralski, the lefty for three, well off the mark. That didn't even hit the rim, but tying up underneath Cannon Huss. Had Dietrich just circle underneath him. And that's going to go to Athens.
He's just strong and got in there, and just ball was sitting there, and he's already grabbed it.
17-09, so the possession extends. Into Yonke from Diedrich. They'll fire it right back to Diedrich. He rises for three and books it. Wow, one-point game just like that. Cooper Diedrich with 10.
He's a senior. He doesn't want to go home.
Across the timeline, Eddie Mittermeier. We'll see if McDonald has an answer here offensively. Left wing, Keegan Galvez. Still a one-point lead for the Max boys. Galvez to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier to answer for three. Yep!
You can't keep Eddie down.
I was hoping for a reverse broadcaster's jinx with that one. 18-14, McDonald. 16-38, Sheehan, right wing, into the corner. Lapak on the floor against Keegan Galvez to Goralski, left side. Sheehan, the junior. Sheehan, he'll rise for three. That one back rim, rebound, knocked away, and Joe Janis lost it to Diedrich along the baseline. Diedrich goes up hard, can't get the shot to fall, but a foul. There was a scramble along the baseline where bodies were hitting the deck and the ball knocked loose. Diedrich, once again, just quicker to the basketball, and that one will be on whom?
I think it was on Cannon, I thought.
I think it's just his first. Yep. It is. Yep. So first on Cannon Huss, team's first, and Diedrich at the line with a game-high 10 points, give him 11. 18-15, McDonald. Cooper Diedrich, 6'2", senior guard, averages 18.5 points per game. Second free throw. As good as well. Give him 12 of the 16 for Athens.
You got to find him. When the ball goes up, he's going to crash the boards. He has an advantage, so you got to box him out.
Mittermeier bounce to Aiden Misfeld outside the arc on the right wing. Aiden holding, one bounce to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts on the fourth left-hand called for a travel. A little bit of a drag there for Eddie Mittermeier.
I didn't think he was going to call it. Eddie got a step and made a pass, and then he did toot his whistle.
Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Diedrich on the left wing picks up his dribble, will float it over right wing for Goralski. Into the corner. Fired into the paint. Lapock sticks the basketball.
Ooh, it's our ball.
I believe that should be a jump ball in possession going to McDonald.
Take that.
I don't think we've seen that all year, where the basketball just sticks between the rim and the backboard.
I have a hard time believing Athens isn't going to go inside to Jahnke here for the rest of the second half. You got to look for him inside.
Two-point lead for McDonald, 18-16. Misfeld to Cannon Huss. Huss driving right baseline, slides it out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier big head fake from the left corner. Aiden Misfeld right wing. Shoots it back to Eddie. He's got an open look at a three left side. Yep! The crowd knew it, and so did we.
That's what we're looking for.
21-16, as you mentioned, you can't hold Eddie Mittermeier scoreless for two halves. 21-16, McDonald, their largest lead tonight. Jahnke, high off the glass, no rebound.
Joe
Janis, and almost a reach in there by Jahnke. Could have got a cheap foul. Left side, Keegan Galvez. Galvez shoots it out. Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld attacking into the paint. Offensive foul. That is a tough call. That's a really tough call on Aiden Misfeld.
Right.
Cooper Diedrich, again, the do-everything senior for Athens. And they're going to get a towel out to clean the floor here.
Kids get rewarded too much for falling down. Ugh.
Well, Diedrich, again, I said he did everything. He's the one who's actually cleaning the floor. I guess when your dad's the athletic director, you know how to take good care of the facilities.
He's probably been in this gym a lot more than anybody else.
Well, 15-04, so the offensive foul is the second on Aiden Misfeld and the second on McDonald here in the second half. 3 minutes gone by, 21-16 in this regional final. McDonald with the lead. Jahnke up top, left side for Diedrich. Diedrich, 4-3, high arc. Well, short rebound. Joe Janis hands it off to Misfeld. Buchanan Huss. That's a little light full court pressure, then they'll back it off. Eddie Mittermeier in transition for three, front rim, no.
Good hustle, Eddie.
And a Misfeld offensive rebound tracks it down in the corner. Now Eddie looking to the bench to get the call for this set. Back to Mittermeier left wing against Connor Sheehan. Work around to Keegan Galvez, back to Aiden Misfeld. Eddie Mittermeier on the left wing, puts on the floor with the left hand, attacking, no look, bounce pass in the paint, it's loose, Janis couldn't get to it, and Diedrich, guess who, digs it out.
Yeah, he smelled that one.
Pass goes in the paint and tipped away into the arms of Cannon Huss. I don't know if that was Mittermeier who got a paw on that one.
Joey coming down, he's trailing. Guy wasn't paying attention.
Long arm of the law, the senior Joe Janis. He'll get a post-touch right elbow. Joe turns, pulls up from 16, back rim, no, rebound Sheehan. 4 minutes gone by second half of this regional final. Max basketball on WOGO Sports, 21-16. McDonald with the lead over the home team Athens. Into Jahnke. Jahnke over the top of Joe Janis. That one rolls in and out. Diedrich fights up the rebound, throws up a wild shot. It's still loose, arms everywhere. And Jahnke has it taken away from him by Galvez. Loose on the floor. No one can get to it. And Diedrich is going to draw a foul. That's the third on Keegan Galvez. No one.
That's all right. Great hustle.
It.
Great hustle.
Just bodies flying everywhere. Joe Janis will take a seat. Miles Flanagan and Grant Smisky will come in as well. Everybody working hard, but it just seems like Diedrich is always in the area of the ball.
Well, just physically, he's just stronger than most of the kids out here.
Sheehan will inbound, throws an over-shoulder catch to Diedrich. He'll cross the timeline against Grant Smisky. Left side for Jahnke. Jahnke flips up to Lapock. Lapock for his first three tonight, yes. And that's only the third player to score for Athens, and they make it a two-point game as Lapock. They're going to be held down the entire night. Comes off the screen to hit a three. 13-18 to go. McDonald looking to answer up 21-19. Misfeld, bounce to Eddie Mittermeier. Sheehan will pick him up, standing right at the three-point arc. Left side, Grant Smisky. Smisky off the screen. Smisky, kick out. Miles Flanagan to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier, Cannon Huss. Huss backing out beyond the arc. Steps back for three. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Sheehan.
Man, we're not moving the ball here enough. Here, got to keep the ball moving side to side. sort of settling a little bit.
Dietrich to Yonke, left elbow extended, kick out. Lapox got another wide open look at a three. That one off the front of the rim, rebound, misfelt, foul on the ground. Did they say that's on Aiden Misfelt? Wow.
Yeah, they got Miles on the push.
Oh, we got Miles Flanagan. I was going to say, I didn't see anything from Aiden, so my fault there. 21-19. Inbounds to Yonke. Yonke swings to Lapox left side. Dietrich running into the left corner. Dietrich driving baseline. He's doubled, then tripled. Throws it into Yonke. Yonke at the foul line. Kick out for three. Garalski rims it in and out. Aiden Misfelt goes high for the rebound.
Big rebound, Aiden. Let's move the ball here a little bit.
And Joe Janis and Keegan Galvez both on the bench right now for McDonald. So lacking a little bit of height. Certainly got the quickness and athleticism. Grant Smiskey left wing for Cannon Huss. 21-19 McDonald, one-third of the way through the second half. Winner takes a regional crown. Cannon Huss down the lane, lost it on the way to the hoop.
Well, it could have been a foul there.
Dietrich across the timeline with 11:53 to go. Four whistles on McDonald here in the second half, none so far against Athens. Into the paint, Yonke over the top of Flanagan, back rim, no rebound, Cannon Huss. McDonald, wonderful job limiting Athens to one shot here. And now they can just get a bucket of their own.
Need a little breathing room here.
Cannon Huss up top, and Coach Schilling in the ear of the officials a bit. Cannon right wing against Sheehan. Goes between his legs, backs up. Huss steps back for three. Back rim again. Rebound pulled down by Yonke. Grant Smiskey riding Dietrich. Dietrich trying to draw the foul. Now he'll pull up for three. Front of the rim, no rebound. Aiden Misfelt again. Aiden is doing a great job crashing the boards, especially in the absence of Joe Janis, and Joe will come in. 7 minutes gone by, second half.
Nothing better than a 5'10 guard leading you in rebounding.
Grant Smiskey driving down the lane, gets his defender in the air, and then throws it away. Sheehan steps in front of a pass intended for Eddie Mittermeier. Lapox right wing into the corner. Open look for Garalski. Smashes the three, and they take the lead back. Evan Garalski, his first points, 22-21 Athens.
Well, the coach said they like to shoot the threes. They didn't show it the first half, but they are now.
Settling in offensively, and McDonald's had a dry spell. Aiden Misfelt, right elbow up to Cannon Huss. Huss leaves ready, Mittermeier. Mittermeier curling outside the arc. Drops back down to Huss. Left block extended. Huss is fouled by Dietrich as he goes for the steal. Dietrich very quick coming from underneath. And Joe Janis will get the opportunity to come back into this game. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 until 5 at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls, or apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com. That's the second on Cooper Dietrich. Grant Smiskey holding, and a 5-second call on McDonald.
Well,
that it seemed like a quick 5 seconds, but
it was taking a little while.
Smiskey held on for just a bit too long, they say, and it's 22-21 Athens. Garalski up top. They'll work left side. Sheehan. 10:07 to play. Crowd in full throat here at Athens. A little spacing up top between Yonke and Dietrich. They get it sorted out. Right side, Garalski just hit that three into the right corner. They drop down to Yonke. Yonke, tough pass to Sheehan in the paint. Put back, no, but a foul. And Dietrich, as always, right in the midst of that.
Well, it was a good foul. I mean, you got to make him earn it here a little bit.
So Dietrich, who's 2-for-2 from the line, and has a game-high 12 points, will try to extend this to a full one-possession lead for the Athens Blue Jays with 9:51 remaining. First free throw is good. And 51 to go, five team fouls on McDonald. Only one left to give for the Max. Dietrich, second free throw is good as well. 24-21 Athens. Max locked in the battle here. Aiden Misfelt up top.
Got to get a score here. We can't let it get too far away from us.
Joe Janis right wing. Grant Smiskey gives him a screen. Smiskey attacking into the lane, then pulls it back out. Cannon Huss. Huss, Braden Misfelt on the left wing. Misfelt driving baseline, attacks, runner, no. Rebound pulled down by Dietrich.
It was a good look, good take. Just didn't go in.
Dietrich across the logo with 9:23 to go. 20 seconds away from the halfway point here in the second half. In the right corner, that's Sheehan. I think he stepped on the line. He did. Right. Aiden misfelt the pressuring defense.
I don't know if he's going to add him to take a timeout or no. I thought maybe he'd just take one, but I'm going to run another set.
Inbounds, ready Mittermeier with 9:15 to go. McDonald still down by just one possession. Ready Mittermeier, right wing. Crosses over, pulls up, off the glass and good from 16 feet. Right wing, Eddie Mittermeier, and McDonald needed that basket.
That was a good play.
8 for Eddie Mittermeier on the second half. It's a one-point game, 24-23 Athens. Diedrich up top, hands off to Lapak. Lapak picks up his dribble, slides it down in the paint. Interior passing, stolen away by Aiden Misfelt. Right along the baseline, finds Cannon Haas, who loops it back to Aiden. They leave for Eddie Mittermeier and McDonald a chance to take the lead on this possession. Eddie Mittermeier bounce, resetting up top. Aiden Misfelt finds to Grant Smisky. Smisky crosses over at the right elbow, back to Aiden Misfelt. Eddie Mittermeier holding high on the left. Mittermeier's had a hot hand here in the second half. All 8 of his points, as I just mentioned. Mittermeier, deep three, pulls up. Front rim, no. Rebound, Joe Janis. Picks it back out. Smisky. Smisky resets between the wheels. Eddie Mittermeier. And Coach Schilling getting his offense set. Eddie Mittermeier pulls up again. Straight on for three, no. Rebound, batted down. Joe Janis tries to save it. He can't. Not in time.
The reading. Janky's not coming out when they set that screen, so that Eddie's going to get a shot here. It happened the last two times down. Yankee's not going to go help, so Joey gets a good screen on man who's guarding Eddie, so those are good shots.
Smisky will pick up Diedrich full court.
Got to help him here a little bit.
Diedrich left wing fires a pass down to Yankee in the paint. Yankee up and in, counted on the basket. Yankee has 6, and it's 26-23 and a chance for a two-possession lead here for Athens.
They're setting screens for Diedrich so that he can roam a little bit more.
That's the 6th team foul on McDonald. That's the 2nd on Cannon Huss. 7:54 to play. Yankee for the end one to make it a 4-point lead. Free throw is away and rims out. Rebound batted down. We've got a loose ball foul on Lapak. A good box out by Joe Janis down there. That's just the 2nd whistle here against Athens in the second half. Possession going back to McDonald. Well, Culver's of Lake Halley is hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply online at culvers.com/careers or in Culver's of Lake Halley. Cannon Huss, right wing. Huss driving baseline. Another whistle. And now we've got 2 quick fouls against Athens. A little hand check, I believe, against Sheehan. Give us time to let you know that you can warm up on a cold day with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's. Regular and buffalo served hot and crispy. Where else? Culver's of Lake Halley. Smisky will inbound, throws into Cannon Huss, right corner, drops down to Joe Janis to the right block. He's doubled, turns over 2 defenders. The shot won't fall, knocked out of bounds to Athens.
Good look.
Makeable shot there for Joe. Just won't fall. 7:36 left. Tight game, 26-23 Athens. Officials checking something out with the basketball here. There's some sweater.
Yep, a little perspiration here. There we
and
go.
A timeout taken. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball in the regional final.
As prices go up everywhere, you're naturally a little suspicious of offers for something free. Hey, buddy, have I got a deal for you? But when the Medicine Shop Pharmacy says they have free local delivery for your prescriptions, they mean it. Free means free. So the next time life gets hectic or you just don't want to go out, give them a call. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive $20 off over-the-counter products. Experience the local difference. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Do you need a reason to get outside and get some fresh air this season? Join Sun Blacktop and become part of a tight-knit work family of loyal employees. Our trusted and guaranteed work is the result of more than 60 years of experience and dedication to detail. Earn a competitive wage and great benefits while making lifelong friends in a new career. Sun Blacktop currently has positions available for equipment operating, seal coating, grading, and paving. Apply today either online or in person to become part of the Sun Blacktop team.
Welcome back to Max Basketball Live from Athens High School. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Sports in a three-point game. The lead to Athens, 26-23. They have possession coming out of the timeout with 7:36 to play. McDonald showing some 2-1-2 three-quarter court now. Dietrich across the timeline safely to Sheehan. McDonald running to trap. Sheehan finds Yonke and back out to Sheehan at the logo. 7:23 and counting. Possession by possession game here tonight. Every basket has loomed very large for both sides. Laypock right wing, up top for Dietrich. Dietrich holding. Works right side to Goralski. Goralski pass tipped away and almost an over and back. Laypock finds Dietrich. Everything runs through the senior. Cooper Dietrich. Drops off for Sheehan right wing. Back to Dietrich at the logo with 6:49 to go. They've used up almost a minute on this possession.
Going to burn a little clock here.
Dietrich crosses over. Down the lane. Pulls up from 10 feet. Good. Wow.
He's a good one.
28-23. Leading almost a minute and a half off the clock. And extending the lead to five. Donna looking to answer here. Joe Janis. Holding up top, hands off to Cannon Huss. Huss cutting down the right side of the lane, goes up hard.
Block. There we go.
The officials looking at one another to decide whether to call block or charge, and it will go against Athens.
He had a block.
And that will send Buchanan Huss to the line, shooting two with 6:19 to go. That whistle going against Goralski. Should be the team's fourth. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Cannon Huss, first free throw, rattles it in. That's his first point in the second half. He has a team-high 9. Keegan Galvez will spell Grant Smisky with 6:19 to play in a four-point game. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Cannon Huss, another free throw. On the way, good rotation and good. 10 for Cannon Huss. First McDonald Max player in to double digits, and it's a three-point game again, 28-25. Athens as Dietrich walks it across the timeline. 6:10 to go.
Max are going to a man-to-man here now.
Made a miss foul on Dietrich. No fouls left to give for McDonald. Four whistles so far here in the second half on Athens. Dietrich on the left wing. Dietrich attacking along the paint, and he is fouled by Aiden Misfelt. And we'll go to the line where he has not missed tonight.
We got to somehow try to. They're going to run everything through him. So somehow somebody's got to step up, step out. Got to stop that penetration. Got to help Aiden here a little bit.
Seventh whistle on McDonald, but it's a shooting foul. And so Dietrich, again, a perfect 4-for-4. Will try to extend this back out to a two-possession lead for Athens. And he will as he rolls in the first. 17 of the 29 for Athens. Gone to Cooper Dietrich. Second free throw is away, and that one good as well. 6-for-6 from the line, and it's 30-25. McDonald trailing by 5. Eddie Mittermeier across the logo at midcourt with 5:49 to play. Aiden Misfelt off the screen from Joe Janis. Misfelt finds Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier left wing as his defender fell down, but just not enough room to fire there for Eddie. Winner gets the regional crown and plays Eau Claire Emanuel Lupin or Turtle Lake.
Gives a Joey.
Pass thrown away by Keegan Galvez. Sheehan with the steal.
He had the mismatch. Joey
Cooper
had a
Dietrich
smaller
open
guy.
For three, and that's a breaking shot. Wow. 20 for Dietrich, and McDonald will take a full timeout. Down 8. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Eight-point game with 5:21 to play. Points at a premium and a huge three by Cooper Dietrich precipitated a timeout for McDonald. The Athens fans, they knew that one was huge. And now McDonald is going to have to find something offensively to claw their way back into this game.
Well, the last trip, they did everything right. He just had to wait a little bit for Joey to show his numbers so he could throw the ball to him.
33-25, McDonald. Workout to Keegan Galvez. Aiden Misfelt left wing. Misfelt into the paint. We have a whistle and a foul on Athens. And they're going to get Borowski, team's fifth. So there's one left to give for the home team with 5:08 to play.
Get a couple more fouls on them so we can extend this game a little bit.
Keegan Galvez will inbound. Again, Dietrich was trying to jump the pass and almost did. Galvez did a good job pulling that one back. Keegan Galvez left wing, working a right-handed dribble up top between the wheels. Galvez goes left side, Eddie Mittermeier for a three. That one off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Yonke.
Got to play some defense here now. You got to get up on our guys a little bit.
No fouls left to give for McDonald. Sheehan has it at midcourt. Athens has shown their willingness to take a lot of time off the clock on each possession. Yonke has it in the right corner against Joe Janis. Yonke bounce up top. Lapak against Cannon Huss. Lapak looking for the handoff. Will now attack into the paint. Kick out Yonke in the right corner. Yonke finds a cutting. Dietrich to the hoop for two more. He has 22 and just could not be stopped.
They're looking for him every time down the floor. And there's not much you can do. The kid's a great player.
35-25. McDonald trails by 10. 4:12 to go. Still a lot of time remaining. Max needs to make a run as Keegan Galvez loses it along the baseline and he goes down hard. It looked like there were some arms maybe barring the way for Galvez as Buchanan has a foul in the backcourt on Garofsky.
Let's see if somebody else can make some free throws or lack thereof.
3:59 left, 35-25. McDonald trails by 10. And Goralski will go to the line looking for his first points from the charity stripe tonight. McDonald's going to have to try to extend this game. Hope for some misses here. Goralski's still a 1-1, and he hits the first.
That's not what we were looking for.
36-25. Second free throw from the lefty is off the front of the rim, and even that bounces in. The pass almost into the arms of Lapak. Mittermeier across the timeline. Ready on the left wing, working off a high screen from Cannon Huss. Into the right corner, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt back out to Eddie Mittermeier. Left side, Keegan Galvez. McDonald down 12 with 3:40 to go. And Smisky about to check back in. Eddie Mittermeier driving right baseline. Mittermeier runner up with the right hand. It's good.
There we go. Now at least we've got a score. Now we got a little life here yet.
10 for Mittermeier, second McDonald player in double digits. 37-27, they trail. Up top, Goralski. Goralski against Keegan Galvez, holding. Works the left to Yonke. They find Dietrich. Dietrich bumped by Aiden Misfelt. Long cross-court skip, and Lapak up for it with two hands. Lapak up top. They're looking for Dietrich, and he gets it to him on the handoff. Dietrich now a reach in and a foul on Galvez, and that will send the senior to the line, shooting a 1-1 with 3:05 to play. McDonald trailing 37-27. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. First free throw for Dietrich is perfect. Not expecting anything else at this point.
No. We got to look to foul somebody else. When that ball gets to the big guy, I'd like to put him on the line.
Yonke believe, has split a pair of free throws tonight. 38-27, 11-point lead for Athens with 3:05 left, and Dietrich at the line for another. And that one finally goes out. Here we go. First miss from the line tonight. McDonald needs to push the pace here. Off a screen, Cannon Huss pulls up for three, right side, front rim. No offensive rebound. Joe Janis goes up strong and rims out. Oh, goodness. Aiden Misfelt hits the deck underneath. And a foul called on the ground with 2:51 left. Aiden gets back up after he took a hard seat.
Well, the Mavs put Jordan Sikora in here, and Dietrich's not guarding anybody, so hopefully Jordan's, if he's open, he's got to shoot it. That's why he's in there.
The 5'11 freshman guard. That foul was on Dietrich. Team sixth. Inbounds to Aiden Misfelt, left corner. Out to Jordan Sikora. 38-27, McDonald trails by 11. Time running out on the season here for the Mavs. Eddie Mittermeier, deep three, left side, splash it! It's a big hit for McDonald. They'll step out. We are back in half a minute here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball in an 8-point game.
Love three-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third-shift CNC machinists with a four-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get three-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball here on WOGO Sports. Lakeland University, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education, and Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. McDonald off the three from Eddie Mittermeier, trails by 8 points and has to foul to extend this game, but wants to foul anyone but Cooper Dietrich.
Oh, don't leave him.
Dietrich now wide open for a three, and that one an air ball, and Joe Janis with the rebound. Okay, here's to Eddie Mittermeier. Some life here for McDonald.
Here we go.
Mittermeier across the timeline, calling for a screen from Joe Janis. Mittermeier attacking left baseline, pulls it back out, Aiden Misfelt with 2:16. Repeats Mittermeier off the screen, pulls up for a three. Mittermeier off the front of the rim. No, rebound Dietrich.
Thought Eddie was trying to sell a foul.
Contested shots all over the place. Lapock is fouled by Cannon Huss. A 2:02 to play. That is the team's 10th. And that will send Cody Lapock, the senior, sitting at 3 points. No free throws yet tonight. Shooting the double bonus. First free throw on the way. And good. 9-point game. 2:02 remaining. Second attempt for the senior Lapock to make it a double-digit advantage, and he will. Now a timeout taken by Athens. We are back in 60 seconds here in the regional final on WOGO.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. 2:02 remaining in this regional final at Athens. The home team, the number 4-seeded Blue Jays, lead 40-30. McDonald with the basketball, trailing by 10, and now facing some inbounding pressure. They won't guard Cannon Huss, but back off a bit from Eddie Mittermeier, and everybody knows that Eddie's looking for the three now.
Step out, Cannon.
Mittermeier right wing with a minute 50 to play. 40-30. Jordan Secor back out to Cannon Huss. Huss calling for a screen from Joe Janis. Huss holding out to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld puts on the floor with the left hand, attacks the basket. Layup won't go with the left. Cooper Dietrich, another rebound. He has 17 in the second half and 24 of the 40 for Athens.
Can't fault the effort there. Just didn't go.
Eddie Mittermeier takes it away. Mittermeier down the lane. Layup is good. He just ripped it away from Lapak. Timeout taken by Adam Schilling with a minute 22 to play in an 8-point game. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
When a customer or client walks through the door of your business, first impressions matter. Make sure your operation is spick and span. Order your cleaning supplies from CF Products. From sanitization to a complete line of janitorial equipment, CF Products has what you need to purchase all in one place. And they'll save you from those constant supply runs with free local delivery. Order today at cf-prods.com. cf-prods.com. CF Products in Chippewa Falls, keeping businesses clean.
1:22 left to play in the game. 40-32, McDonald trails by 8 to Athens. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV. McDonald hoping for more of what Eddie Mittermeier just did there. A turnover without a foul and a run out for a layup. But the clock is not their friend, nor is the foul situation. In the double bonus is Athens. McDonald, full court pressure.
Now get a foul on him right
over. Throw into Yonke to Lapak. Lapak almost had it knocked away by Cannon Huss. Now he hits the brakes left wing. Yonke, and they're not fouling Yonke. Throw to Sheehan. No, maybe they got him first. So Yonke will go to the line with a minute 16 left and an 8-point lead for Athens. The Blue Jays trailed McDonald 15-11 at the break, but their senior Cooper Dietrich
sort of took over in the second half.
He really has, as Yonke hits the first free throw and everyone keying off of Dietrich. 1:16 remaining, 9-point game to make it a double-digit advantage once again. Yonke, the free throw is away. And that one's good as well.
Nope.
42-32.
There goes that thought.
Eddie Mittermeier across the timeline. Time running down on the McDonald season. Mittermeier left wing. Into the corner. Eddie, a reach-in foul will send Mittermeier to the line with a minute 6 to play, shooting a 1-1. So McDonald, a chance with the clock stopped, to try to inch a little closer here. And hoping for some fireworks at the end. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Jordan Secor out, Grant Smiski back in with a minute 6, and Eddie Mittermeier at the line. This is still a 1-1. Mittermeier right now has 13 points. Free throw for the junior is good. 87% foul shooter Eddie Mittermeier. 9-point game once again. He toes the line for the second of two. Free throw is good for Mittermeier. Calmly notches a pair. 42-34. Yonke has the basketball. Picks up his dribble. And he almost walked with the ball, I thought, but a foul first. Good job keeping the pivot foot planted by Yonke. And he will go to the line where he just hit a pair with exactly 60 seconds to play in this regional final in Athens. The hosts looking to move on to face the winner of Turtle Lake and Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Yonke's first free throw. Away and
there
rims out.
All right.
Been waiting for a miss for a while from the line for Athens.
Okay, got a rebound here. Joey, take care of Dietrich.
Second free throw for Yonke. 1 minute left, 42-34. Free throw rims out, batted loose along the baseline and staying with Athens as Lapak battled Cannon Huss and won that battle.
Yeah. Just a long bounce.
58.8. Sometimes the bounces go the home team's way as Dietrich will inbound to Yonke. Yonke to Lapak up top. Lapak against Cannon Huss. Hands off to Sheehan.
That's another
Sheehan against Grant Smiski, and the foul will come to send Sheehan to the line.
Just trying to somebody other than Dietrich. You don't want to send him there.
Again, they're Team left a few points at the free throw line in the first half. Not a lot, but a few. In the second half, Dietrich really has sparked better shooting from all of his teammates as well. Sheehan's first free throw is good. That's his first points. The junior who averages almost 10 per game. McDonald's done a strong job defensively on everyone from Athens, but
there we go.
Connor Duper Dietrich, rather. Second free throw is missed. 43-34. Cannon Huss on the move. Yonke comes out to challenge him. Huss finds Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier off the screen from Huss. Can't get a shot loose. Mittermeier now driving in. Challenged by Dietrich, and the shot comes up short. And the rebound to Yonke, and Dietrich bumped, no foul yet. Reaching for the basketball. Dietrich down the lane. Layup is good.
He was going all the way to the basket. He wasn't going to pull that out.
He has 26. 22 seconds to play. Deep three right side. Cannon Huss rims in and out. Rebound fought for and back tap to Dietrich. He'll push ahead to Sheehan, and Sheehan wisely will pull it out. Sheehan along the right baseline now. He'll dribble this one out and send Athens to the sectional level. The black-clad section for Athens rising to its feet, and that's your final. McDonald, the big upset last night, but they fall victim to the Athens Blue Jays tonight in the regional final. Your final score here from Athens, Blue Jays 45, the Max 34. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Final thoughts from head coach Adam Schilling here on this season. And of course, salute the seniors, get you your leading scores and second half highlights as well. That's coming up in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports.
Maybe you always wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you grew up in the family business. Or maybe you just had an idea and the time was right. Whatever inspired you to run your own business, a big part of our business at Wisconsin Credit Union is to help you do it by being easy to partner with. Whether it's providing our fast turnaround Business Express loans, SBA loans, or checking accounts and online services specifically designed for your business. We also provide experienced loan officers who'll guide you through every step. And because we're a local business, too, our decisions are made locally, so you'll always get fast answers. Plus, being in the community for over 80 years means we know the area like no one else, which really makes a difference. So whatever your focus, from manufacturing, construction, or farming, to owning apartments, a medical practice, or retail store, visit any Wisconsin Credit Union and see what inspires so many local businesses to do business with us. Wisconsin Credit Union. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured. With top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Welcome into the Post Glass and Mirror Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Disappointment here tonight in the regional final for McDonald as they fall 45-34 to the Athens Blue Jays, who will move on to the sectional semi against the winner of Turtle Lake and Eau Claire, Emmanuel Lutheran. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Radio and Max TV. We'll have your leading scores coming up and your second half highlights as well. But as we were just talking off the air, McDonald with a halftime lead, and sometimes it just comes down to a shot or two that was a good look that didn't go down, and then a senior who just was not going to let this be his last game, and Cooper Dietrich on the other side.
Yeah, I think that says it all. I mean, he's a very difficult person to guard, and, you know, they got the ball in his hands, and he got the job done. You know, the game was a possession game, you know, and you know there weren't going to be many, so you need to take, you know, advantage of your opportunities when you had them. And, you know, McDonald ran a great set. The start of the second half, you know, we talk about that first 2 to 4 minutes, and they came out and ran a great set for Cannon, and that ball just didn't go in. You know, layup, I always preach, it's the harder shot in basketball because it's supposed to go in. You know, that puts them up six. It gives them mojo right out of the shoot, and then they come down, they hit some threes, and like you had mentioned talking to their coach that, you know, he's comfortable with them shooting threes, and they made some in the second half. You know, those kids, you know, I'm sure he told them at halftime, you guys got to shoot with confidence. You know, you can make them, and they did. And then at the end, spread the floor, get the ball to Dietrich, and, you know, he back cut on us. I mean, he's just too hard to guard. And so, you know, hats off to them. You know, they got the ball to the right person and got the job done.
On the other side, too, you look at, again, principally Dietrich, causing damage on the defensive end when every single possession is at a premium. It's just those passes that were maybe telegraphed a bit much, and again, a lot of credit to Dietrich for just jumping those passes. But the number of times where McDonald maybe limited to one shot, but also getting no shots from time to time because of some of those turnovers, and just again, a few missed opportunities, and all of a sudden we're talking a double digit deficit, and that was just too much to overcome in a low possession game.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we sort of, once we got behind, then we just started running a little bit individual stuff to try to get a score here and there. And, you know, it's, you know, the biggest thing, the bottom line is the kids went out there and tried. And that's all you can really ask.
Well, we'll step out for 3 minutes and be back right after this with your leading scores. We have highlights coming up as well here in the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And we'll look ahead to a game tomorrow, yes, on a Sunday afternoon, as McDonald basketball not over for the season yet. We're hoping for something special tomorrow for the Lady Macs as they take on unbeaten Northwood. 3.5 minutes, and we're back here on WOGO Sports.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
McDonald falls tonight in the regional final 45-34 at Athens. As always, all throughout the season, head coach Adam Schilling so gracious to spend time with us in the WOGO postgame show. And coach, talking about this game, a halftime lead and a few shots that didn't fall in and a player that wasn't going to be denied offensively, what do you tell your guys after a game like this where it felt like it was within reach and then kind of got pulled away?
I think we battled pretty good. We offensively, obviously, we had a hard time getting good shots, and I think you have to give them a lot of credit defensively. It just really came down to the free throw line. We didn't get many free throw attempts, and at the end, obviously, we had a foul. So, again, two just kind of really took over the second half. We didn't have an answer for him, and offensively, we just really struggled to get good shots.
Coach, again, defense has led the way for you throughout this season and a really strong performance in the first half defensively, only allowing 11 points. What do you think changed, if anything, besides Cooper Diedrich just taking over in the second half?
I think that was pretty much it. They hit a couple open threes early to kind of get everybody else going, but when they needed a play, he really stepped up and he tried to keep the ball out of his hands. He found a way to get it, and he found ways to get to the free throw line and get good shots off of them. So they're a very good team, and wish them luck in the next round.
Coach, we want to talk about your senior, Joe Janis, in just a moment. But finally, and I know it's the sting right after the loss, but what's the message to the team? A chance for an eighth consecutive regional title didn't come to fruition here tonight. But what's the message to them as far as the offseason to coming back and saying we've got a chance to accomplish this goal and more, but we need to get better in these areas?
Well, it'd be nice to be able to play these games at home. I think playing two games like this on the road and back-to-back days is pretty tough for anybody, and that comes down to taking care of business in the regular season and getting off to quicker starts. This year we had a lot of new guys that didn't have a whole lot of experience, so it took us a while to kind of figure that out. And hopefully next year we'll have a lot of the guys returning and we'll be more familiar with each other and get off to a better start.
And finally, Coach, we can't let you go here at the end of a season without talking about your senior class, and that was just one this year. That was Joe Janis. What has he meant to this program, and what has he meant to you?
Personally, he's just always been somebody that kind of made me smile when I didn't feel the best. It's a long season, so it's good to have somebody that you can talk to as a person and check in on him, see how he's doing with his day. And as a team, he was just a good leader. He always wanted to do well. He always tried his hardest. And I think a lot of the younger kids pick up on that and see kind of the commitment you need to be a good player.
Well, Coach, another great season of McDonald Max basketball. Of course, not the outcome we were hoping for here tonight, but a lot of memories to be made. Thank you so much for your time all throughout this season. We're looking forward to 2022 and 2023 as well.
Thank you. Thank you guys for everything you did this year. Really appreciate it.
That's head coach Adam Schilling. We'll be back in 3 minutes here as we finish up the WOGO postgame show on WOGO Sports.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Do you need a reason to get outside and get some fresh air this season? Join Sun Blacktop and become part of a tight-knit work family of loyal employees. Our trusted and guaranteed work is the result of more than 60 years of experience and dedication to detail. Earn a competitive wage and great benefits while making lifelong friends in a new career. Sun Blacktop currently has positions available for equipment operating, seal coating, grading, and paving. Apply today either online or in person to become part of the Sun Blacktop team.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Say you need a prescription filled. You could go out and get it yourself, but that means digging out your hat, gloves, scarf, and coat. Finding that leftover snow in your boots. Scraping your windshield enough to see through. And getting out of your neighborhood. And your reward for all that is standing in line at the big box pharmacy. You could do all that just to get your prescription. Or you could call the medicine shop and take advantage of their free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Back to the Post Glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. 45-34. Athens celebrating here on their home floor. I believe they'll be cutting down the net shortly as they're taking the pictures right now. The Blue Jays, congratulations to them. We'll move on to the sectional semifinal next week. Looking at your leading scorers here, then we'll get to your highlights. We'll preview the matchup tomorrow as well. For Athens, we've mentioned it ad nauseum. Cooper Diedrich led the way. He had 7 points at the half, including the opening three of the game for the Athens Fighting Blue Jays. Well, he scored 19 in the second half for a game-high 26 points. Did not miss a free throw until the very closing moments when the game was out of reach. No one else in double digits for Athens. Aiden Yonke with 8 points, 4 in each half, 5 for Cody Lapock, and 5 for Evan Gorowski, 1 for Connor Sheehan. On the other side for McDonald, Eddie Mittermeier with 15 points, Cannon Huss with 10, 3 for Aiden Misfelt, 2 for Miles Flanagan, and in his final game in a McDonald uniform, the talented senior Joe Janis finishes with 2 on our unofficial tally for McDonald. And again, as another McDonald parent, Dave, maybe your thoughts on Joe, the lone senior this year. And so that's a good thing that we have a lot coming back next week and or next year, rather, in terms of returners for this team. But Joe, it's not just his hype, but it's his presence and maybe more of a quiet leader for this team. But he certainly has been part of this program and an integral part of this program for multiple years.
Well, that's it. I mean, he's been with it, I think, 3 years. And, and it's a little bit of a process you got to learn. You know, he had to learn what Adam wanted from him. And I think, towards the end here, this season especially, there was a lot on his shoulders in years past. He's always had somebody, as big as him or bigger to help him out, where this year it was him. So it's, and it's always sad, because that's your final game. But I don't know, regional final's pretty good. That's, it's not what we were looking for, but still, it beats, I look at scores all the time and I see some sometimes, and you're like, boy, that was their first round, and if they lost by a bunch, that wouldn't be fun. So he goes out on a high note as far as he's got a team that went out and fought hard for him, and he put his best effort into this game to try to get a W.
And again, I think something the Max boys will be able to carry away from this season, an upset win on the road over a number one seed in Clear Lake, that certainly had to be a high point this season.
Oh, yeah, and you watched the celebration last night. I told Ryan Stelter, I said, somebody's got to tell these kids, they got a game tomorrow. They were pretty excited last night that beating that one seed. I mean, that was – that was a big hurdle for him. But I know, talking to Adam a little bit earlier, this was the team that he was concerned about all along. He wanted to be in the other half of the bracket so he didn't have to run into these guys till towards the end. So he knew deep down about this team, and that was his concern.
Well, McDonald does fall 45-34. We'll preview the Lady Max game tomorrow, Sunday afternoon, with a 2:30 start here on WOGO Sports. In just a moment, we're going to take our final break, give you your highlights of the second half, and then call it a night here from Athens. Back right after this on WOGO.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
Finishing up the Post Glass post game show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald falls by 11 tonight in the regional final at Athens to the Blue Jays. Here's how the second half sounded. Your highlights on WOGO Sports and Max TV. The Max boys, Galvez, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier to answer for three again.
You can't keep Eddie down.
I was hoping for a. Misfeld to Cannon Huss. Huss driving right baseline, slides it out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier big head fake from the left corner. Aiden Misfeld right wing, shoots it back to Eddie. He's got an open look at a three, left side. Yep, the crowd knew it, and so did we. 9:15 to go. McDonald still down by just one possession. Eddie Mittermeier right wing, crosses over, pulls up off the glass and good from 16 feet. Right wing, Eddie Mittermeier, and McDonald needed that basket.
That was a good play.
And Smisky about to check back in. Eddie Mittermeier driving right baseline. Mittermeier runner up with the right hand is good.
There we go. Now at least we've got a score. Now we got a little life here yet.
Team sixth. Inbounds to Aiden Misfeld left corner. Out to Jordan Sikora. 38-27. McDonald trails by 11. Time running out on the season here for the Mavs. Eddie Mittermeier deep three left side. Splash it. That's a big hit for McDonald. They'll step. Cooper Dietrich, another rebound. He has 17 in the second half and 24 of the 40 for Athens.
Can't fault the effort there. It just didn't
now,
go.
Eddie Mittermeier takes it away. Mittermeier down the lane. Layup is good. He just ripped it away from Lapak. Timeout taken by Adam Schilling with a minute. And that's how the second half sounded, and also allowing me to correct my unofficial scoring tallies. I have Eddie now for 17 based on that final steal and score. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan, and again, Dave kind of wearing you out going all over the place here. But we've got another one tomorrow on a Sunday afternoon. 2:30 we'll start here on WOGO Sports and Max TV, and that's a big one for the Lady Max, and hoping for a little salve for the wounds here tonight as the season ended earlier than hoped for the McDonald boys. But the Lady Max have a chance to go back-to-back to state, and what a test they're going to have tomorrow with the Evergreens of Northwood, 26-0.
Yeah, they come in undefeated. I mean, little I know, I mean, they got a couple taller girls, and, you know, well, I mean, our girls, I just, you know, a lot of confidence with them. You know, they play their game. I mean, you feel really good in the fact that they're going to come home with a W, but you still got to play the game.
Again, a little extra layoff. That game was supposed to be played at 1 o'clock, and if you followed the saga on our Facebook and Twitter pages, a lot of changes today. But Don Cooper's Lady Max and the Evergreens of Northwood tomorrow in a sectional final for the right to go to state in Division 5. Don't miss it. Sunday afternoon, 2:30 here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Dave, I guess we'll do it one more time here, and then we'll see what happens with Mark Maloney coming back. You've been filling in for him, and hopefully it doesn't mean that the games are ended, even if he reclaims his seat.
Well, that's a little bit of he left a little pressure on me. He's like, I better be able to do this when I get back, so I'm going to try.
Well, McDonald, again, a great win last night. Great to have it for you on WOGO, the podcast up at wogo.com if you missed that. We will say good night here from Athens High School. Thank you to Ezra Van Dyke keeping things on the air back at the WOGO studios in Halley. For Val Knobloch of Max TV and Dave Flanagan, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Athens High School in Athens, Wisconsin. Once again, your final score in the regional final, Athens 45, McDonald 34. This has been McDonald Max Boys Playoff Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Athens.
This has been McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO. Coverage of this game was brought to you by Ashley Construction, Baughman Sewer and Septic, Berry Global, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Halley, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Heath Slocan and Associates, by Lakeland University, Mason Companies, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Northwestern Bank, Riverside Machine, by Royal Credit Union, Sen Blacktop, Stelter Incorporated, The Medicine Shop, by Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin Credit Union, White City Glass, Wynn Family Dentistry, Wasota Tool, and by CF Products. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.